The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Bree Harless. She's with Evangel Life Assembly Church, and we're going to be talking about an event they have coming up next week. And it's great for the kids, great for the adults, yeah. And good for the community. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what do you call the event? It is next Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday. It is called the 10:30 party, the date, 10:30. So it's called the 10:30 party.
And that is because it's the day before Halloween, but it has a Halloween theme to it, I understand.
That's correct. It is a indoor trick-or-treat because we never know what the weather is going to be like in Michigan.
Well, the advantage to that could be, you know, a lot of times kids get these fancy costumes and you never see them because they're in a winter coat.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
At least at your event, they can take their coat off and be in their full glory.
Yes, and use it more than once because, you know, they're
they grow
expensive.
Out of it next year.
Yeah, expensive costumes, and you can only wear them on Halloween, so it gives you another excuse to put it on.
Well, either that or we're going to have to make another holiday where you dress up.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's called 10:30 Party, and basically, what do the kids do there?
Okay, so there's a lot of different things they can do. They arrive and come in, and they can walk through the church, and every room is decorated according to our theme, which is video games this year.
So you have a Donkey Kong room, stuff like that?
We do have Donkey Kong, yes. He will be there. We have Tetris and Pac-Man and Pong, like all the old school games, and then we have the new school like Minecraft and Fortnite and all of that too. So we tried to incorporate both. But so they come in and they go to each room and they get candy in each room, just like trick-or-treating, except for you go into the room and get to see the decorations and leave with a bunch of candy.
Unless Pac-Man's eating them all.
Just like that. Exactly. Exactly.
And is this, you know, I want to make sure that the parents and the families know this isn't like daycare where you drop them off. The parents stay
Correct.
With your kids, and it's designed for the family to kind of bond together doing this activity.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. It's a family event, and actually there's a concession stand there. Everything's just $1, made it real affordable, so if you want to come in and have hot dogs, you can. If you want to just show up and, you know, walk through and leave, you can. There's a play that the family can sit through, and I think adults will find it entertaining too. And then there's a hayride, and...
And the hayride comes out of the back of the church, you get in, and then they take you wherever they take you in the hayride.
Yeah, there's like we have this one room that connects into the sanctuary where the play is, and then there's a door out the back where the hayride is, and in the sanctuary, or in that room, we're going to have a movie playing that the kids can watch, the video game themed movie, and there'll be some apple cider in there for them to drink while they wait, and we have somebody coming to make balloon animals while they wait. So not that there's a lot of waiting, but... while they're waiting for those transitions.
And the rooms that are decorated and the Donkey Kongs and all of this, they're rather mild. Some parents worry with their very younger kids about them getting really scared. You can go to a haunted house or something and you can almost traumatize a 4-year-old
right.
that would do nothing to a teenager.
Right.
But this is good for all ages. There's nothing going to be there that's going to be so frightening that it's going to give the kid nightmares.
Absolutely. That's correct. Yeah, we're not trying to scare anybody. We want them to come and have a good time, get candy, and yeah.
Because, you know, I know my nieces and nephews, they get concerned about their kids getting, you know, is the movie too scary? Is the,
right.
Is the, you know, are they going to, you know, are they old enough for this yet? But this
right.
is designed to be kid-friendly
kid
all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah, we hand out flyers to daycare, so we've got little kids in mind, and older kids will enjoy it hopefully too, but nothing too scary. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
This is our fourth year. So, the first year
was the scary one. That's when you wonder if anybody's going to show up.
Yes, we were praying, God just let 100 people show up, and 300 people showed up. We were really excited about that. So, this is our fourth year. Last year we had about 750 people come, so it's grown over the years. And yeah, we developed the theme thing on the second year. The first year we kind of just were like, hey, we've got some extra money, we want to do an event to help the community, let's go for it, and kind of threw some stuff together, and everybody loved it, so we just ran with it and made it bigger every year.
Sounds like this would be like perfect for like grandparents who want to spend some time with their kids. You know, Halloween night, the parents will be taking the kids trick-or-treating, but this is an evening you can have them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry that you're not home handing out candy because it's not that night. So,
yeah, exactly. That's I didn't think about that, but that's great. That's a great idea. Because then you also, you know, you give your kids a night off from their kids, and, yeah, you get to see all the kids in their costumes. And
they can go through the bags and say, well, this candy's too good to give out, so we'll keep this one and we'll give out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Snickers is tainted and I need it. No,
we got to make sure that it's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it fresh? You know,
yes.
Okay. Now, when the kids come there, are they expected to wear a costume, or do they not have to? I mean, sometimes the costumes are kind of elaborate and they got face makeup and everything else, and you worry that if you do it on Tuesday night, you're not going to have enough in the little kit here to do it on the real Halloween.
Yeah. No, they don't have to have costumes. And some parents don't want to buy costumes, or like you said, they're elaborate and it's on a Tuesday night and there's 100 other things going on. So no, they don't have to wear costumes. They can just show up and we'll give them candy.
Terrific. As I mentioned before, we were doing the show. You just put them in a nice dress shirt and call them little Sheldons.
There you go. That's exactly right. Just
and they
call
can run
Sheldon.
Around acting smart.
Yep. That's right.
Now, the church puts this on. It is for everybody in the community, though.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah, everyone is welcome. The more, the merrier.
Okay. And it isn't the only type of activity the church does.
No. We do a lot of different things. This summer, we did a back-to-school thing, gave out school supplies. We had a water day. We do a lot of things in the summertime. But then in the winter, we have our open gym nights. So on the first Saturday of every month, starting in December, people can come out and play cards or basketball, volleyball. There's sometimes...
Because that's the type of gym you were talking about.
Yes, not exercise
and
gym.
And stuff like that, not like dumbbells and, well, you can still have dumbbells playing volleyball. And that's a whole other story, but I mean, it's not weights, it's not treadmills and stuff like that.
Correct, yeah. It's like we have basketball hoops and volleyball and things like that. Sometimes we put up a 9 square, so, yep. And we have a concession
you
stand.
You used to have pickleball over there, didn't you, for a while? Am I thinking wrong or something?
I don't know. We've only been there about 4 years, so okay. If it was before that, I don't...
This seems to me that they were over there, too.
I had never heard of pickleball until last
year. I never
heard
about it until it started popping up around here,
yeah,
too. So,
yeah, yeah.
But anyway, you're going to have things for people to do. These are for adults, though. The gym nights are for
it's
adults,
again a family thing. So if you have teenagers, it's more geared towards older teenagers and adults, yeah.
Because the kids, you know, you don't want them getting bumped or stepped on in a basketball game or a volleyball game or getting hit with the ball and you spend 10 minutes on the sidelines. Oh, it's okay, you know, that image of the basketball will come off the forehead
right.
And you'll be fine.
Yes. Yeah, it's more geared, and definitely like teenagers can just come, they can just drop teenagers off. If you have teenagers and the whole family wants to stay there, we do have a few things for smaller kids that keeps them occupied. So it's not like they're not welcome, but that's not what it's geared towards.
And you also mentioned there are things like cards that the parents can go play some bridge or pinochle or something, whatever.
Yeah, I think we usually have euchre going on for sure. That's what a lot of the people that have been coming and enjoy that. So,
and it gives you something to bide the time while the others are sweating to the basketballs and the volleyballs.
Correct,
and
correct. It's a fun thing they like to do.
Okay, and you also have something else, if I remember.
Yes, Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights, you have the parent...
Yeah, parent night out. Yep. So on Wednesday night, we have parent night out, and that's basically kind of giving parents a respite. So you can drop your kids off and do your grocery shopping or
And you'll have
nap
people
or...
there to watch them and to make sure they have activities to keep their minds occupied and not missing mom and dad. They're having too much fun.
Right.
And then the parents can go out and do things they might want to do, like grocery shopping, you said.
Yep. Christmas
I'm thinking
shop.
Closer to Christmas, you might be able to sneak in a little Christmas shopping without the kids around.
Yeah, for sure. So
keep the trunk locked.
Yeah, right. we have for the kids, they can have like free play time, and then they also have snacks. We have crafts. We do a lesson that's really geared towards, you know, dealing with things like emotions and things that it's not all just Bible focused, but on how, you know, just
it's life.
Life skills. Yeah, that's probably a good way to say it. So they get a good lesson, a craft, a snack. They play a game together as a group.
They get a chance to meet other kids that they might not normally in their school.
Correct, yeah.
They get a chance to interact and learn the best ways to interact. Because it's not always me, 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 me. Sometimes it has to be them.
Yes, yeah, yep, that's right. Yeah, and we have nursery age, and then we also have our youth group that night, too. So no matter what age the kids are, they can drop all of their children off and go have a nice break. Or they can stay. We have an adult class if people want to stay, but you know, it's geared for helping people get a break from their kids.
And that runs what hours?
That is from 6 to 7:30 every Wednesday night. And it won't be on Halloween because Halloween, everyone's trick-or-treating. Right. So we have it like tonight, and then it'll start back up in November on Wednesdays.
And when the time's up, be there to pick up your kids. I know daycare centers have the same problem. You know, people have to stay until people come to pick them up.
Right.
And, you know, if you were charging a babysitter, they'd be charging you extra time and other stuff, and these people have to take it out of their own time.
Yeah.
But they're not going to leave the kids just, you know.
Right. We have a little sign just joking saying, starting at 7:30, we're going to start giving your kids espresso. So make sure you're here. We don't actually do that.
I would like to see you try to give kids espresso. I'd like to see their faces.
Yeah, if you put enough sugar in it, I'm sure they'd love it.
Then you wouldn't need the espresso.
Right. True, true.
You just already wound them up.
Yep.
But this is kind of like trying to make the church more than just a Sunday morning thing.
Right.
You're trying to have things going on during the week and have activities going on. A, it's better use of a building than just using it once a week.
Right.
And B, it tends to make you part of the community.
Yeah. Well, that's really like one of our core values is community improvement. We want our community to be a better place because our church is here. And if our church was gone, we want the community to feel that, you know, like that was kind of our assessment tool. So we want the community to feel that we care about them, we love them, we want to be part of it. That's part of why we do our party on the day before instead of the day of Halloween, is because we don't want to take away from the community. We want to add to it. We want to make it better because we're here.
Now, you have a very large facility there.
We do.
You've got the gym, you've got rooms and such.
Mm-hmm.
Are you available to other groups that may, as long as they fit in with the church type of theme?
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that might, because I don't think you're going to be doing it for, you know, seven shots night or anything. But,
right,
but I mean, but there's a family-oriented thing, and they do you have other groups come in there and use the facilities? Again, if they're not being used, it just seems like it would be a perfect opportunity to get some value out of them.
Yeah, for sure. So we have Girl Scouts meets there every other Thursday, so they use our facility. We've been in discussion about opening it up for a recovery group, and then we have, like, we hosted the senior fair there a couple years, so we, yeah, definitely, anybody that...
There was a conflict, I think, with the school at some point, and you folks helped them out by it, because you had the big enough facility to do it.
Right.
Which is kind of beyond the schools, gymnasiums and stuff.
Right.
That's about the only other kind around.
Yeah, and we've been really blessed with a great facility and a great kitchen, too. Our kitchen is just awesome, and we've been certified, and we have ServSafe people that run our kitchen. And so, yeah, if there's people that need the facility, that absolutely is something. We have policies and things like that,
of course. Yeah, well, you have to check with the church, and you need to know, you know, because, you know, there might be cleanup fees and stuff, because you have to make sure it's properly done.
Right.
Because some people's idea of clean and yours may be two different things.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
But if they are interested and they think it's something that belongs in a church, they can get a hold of your church and see what might be available and how it might work out for them. And,
for sure.
And again, it's utilizing what you already have. You don't need to rework the wheel. It's already here.
Yeah, that's definitely... We love our facility to be used. It makes, like... so happy when it's full of people. That's how we like it.
It's like when I talk to the school superintendents, it's like during the summer it's weird, and the fall when they come back to school, it just, you know normally, you know, someone like me would think, boy, that's loud and kids yelling and talking all on.
Yep.
They just love it.
Yep.
It sounds like they're back.
Yep.
Now, Evangel Life, you've been around for how long? Because I know you've grown. I mean, you weren't quite this big of a facility at first, and you've grown. I mean, you haven't been there the whole time.
Right.
But But it has been something in the area that has grown.
Yeah, I may have the facts on this wrong, but I know the church started downtown. There was a building downtown they had, and then they moved on to, I know they finished it, the facility, or dedicated it at least in June of 06. So they have, yeah, the facility's grown. They kind of put pieces on at a time. And.
But that's usually the way new churches start.
Yeah.
Is you see if you can gather a flock big enough to support, and then you figure out how big you need for the support you have.
Right.
Because you don't want to overextend yourself and and get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
But getting back, it is 10:30.
10:30. The date is 10:30. The party is called the 10:30 party. Yep.
But they won't be there till 10:30. They'll only be there till
7. Yes. Yep. That's right. 5 to 7. So it's a 2-hour period. People don't have to be there for the full 2 hours. You come in and we do. I think, I don't know if we mentioned giveaways. We have.
You had some when you register when you come in, or at least sign up for if you want to when you come in.
Yeah. So when you come in, you'll get given a ticket, and you can use the ticket to enter into the giveaways. And we have a Kindle Fire and an Echo and Nintendo Switches. That's right.
All video game related, because that's your theme this year, is video games.
Yes, that's correct. So the prizes range anywhere from little video game themed keychains up into a Nintendo Switch, which is a pretty cool prize. So I have a Nintendo Switch, and they're awesome. They're lots of fun for the kids and for the grown-ups. So
you're basically waiting for the kids to go to bed so you can use it.
There you go. It's my turn on the Switch.
All right. And again, you do not have to be in costume, but if you
wish,
you can be there.
Yep.
Great opportunity for grandparents to spend some trick-or-treating time with their kids, so that the parents will do it on the actual evening.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandparents can still stay home and give out candy and wait for their grandkids to come over and get their treats.
Yeah.
Because that was always a big thing for kids to go to their grandparents and see what they've cooked up for them for trick-or-treat.
Have little baggies full of stuff usually.
Yeah, you know, the special kids.
Yeah.
And if people have questions or need to know more, they can just contact the church. Their phone number is online, I assume. You can just search Evangel Life Assembly in Bad Axe.
Yeah, our website is actually elifeag.com. So
e-lifeag.com. Assembly of God.
Yep. AG is for the Assembly of God, and that's the website, and also the event is on Facebook. So if you see the little video game controller that says 10:30 party on Facebook, that's what that is, and you can click on it for more information.
And I assume if people had candy they'd like to donate, you wouldn't say, oh no, don't twist my arm. I mean, you've got enough, but with kids, and you don't know exactly how many are going to show up.
Right.
Always good to be in a little bit of a surplus.
Yeah, so there's been a few doctors in the area and people who have, you know, heard about it and brought candy by. Absolutely, bring some candy by. We will take it.
Bring healthy treats? You go there and all they tell you is to
eat healthy and then they give us candy to feed you. Yes. Yeah, it's absolutely, definitely bring it by, because we don't have leftovers. We make sure we give it all away. And if we do, I think we had just a little bit of leftovers the 1 year, and we brought them up to the school for the school Halloween party. So all the candies go into the kids.
Doctors and candy. To me, that's like walking out after your appointment and finding him behind the building smoking a cigarette. I mean, come on.
That's funny. Well, I won't say who it is then.
There you go. But you are grateful for their support and
absolutely.
All the people who do support this program and the other ones that you have.
Yeah, we have a great congregation, great community, and we're happy to be here and for sure.
Well, thanks for being with us today, and I hope you get a good turnout. It is a week from yesterday,
a
so it's next Tuesday, 10:30.
Yep.
Starts at 5, runs till 7.
Correct.
Evangel Life Assembly of God Church.
Yep.
It's on Van Dyke, heading west out of Bad Axe and a little south.
Yep.
It's on the east side of the road as you're heading south again.
Yep.
On 53. And just stop on out. There's no charge. Mm-hmm. And good family fun entertainment for the kids, for the parents, and good bonding time.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our guest today on the program has been Bree Harless from Evangel Life Assembly of God Church. Again, it is the 10:30 party, October 30th, a Halloween-type party the day before. It's indoors, so the kids don't have to wear a coat over their costumes. And they'll go door-to-door, room-to-room throughout the church that's been decorated and in a video game theme. picking up treats. They have a hayride. They have movies and other things going on. So a lot of activities to keep the kids occupied during those 2 hours. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.